From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruiak. One of the biggest stories in the region this week is the excitement for the UC Davis men's basketball team in the March Madness tournament. They're in the tournament for the first time ever. The game is this afternoon in Dayton, Ohio. And Scott Marsh is on the phone from Dayton. He's the CBS Sports play-by-play announcer for the UC Davis Aggies. You hear him on 1140 in the area, and he's the host of Game Night before the Sacramento Kings games. Hi, Scott.
Beth, great to be with you.
How's the anticipation?
You know, everybody's on pins and needles. I can tell you what, everybody back here in Dayton is fired up. There's a large UC Davis contingent. And of course, I mean, this just doesn't get any bigger than it is right now, Beth.
Well, especially when it's a debut for the team, how does that make it different for you?
Well, the first time, I think everybody's just trying to figure out what actually happens, right? It's been such a whirlwind for the players. We were in Anaheim at the Big West Conference Tournament. We won that late on Saturday night. We found out on Sunday that we were coming to Dayton for a game on Wednesday. We flew out on Monday, so everything's moving really fast. Fortunately, our coach, Jim West, he's been to the NC2A tournament before, so he kind of knows what's going on. He's kind of guiding everybody through the process.
Yeah, in fact, there's a quote from him that March Madness is one of those elite sporting events in our nation. He's very proud of the work that everybody's put in, of course. I think, Scott, Davis is about ready to declare it a new holiday, don't you think?
I think so. You know, I've been saying for years that the day after the Super Bowl has to be a holiday. You know, the entire month of March probably just needs to be a month-long holiday, Beth.
So there are watch parties in the area, which I'm sure you know about, Scott. Woodstock Pizza in Davis, also at the UC Davis Student Community Center in Sacramento at Sauced Barbecue and Spirits. And there was a big contingent that gathered at the San Francisco Athletic Club in San Francisco. So I imagine they've got something going as well today.
Yep, they've got a big party, and actually it's worldwide, Beth. It's pretty exciting. There's a group of Aggies getting together in London to watch the game, and one of the players on the team, Chima Maneki, he's from Canberra, Australia.
Yeah.
So they've got about 500 people getting together down under for a huge Aggie viewing party as well.
Wow. So the game is against North Carolina Central. It starts our time at 3:40, and for TV viewing, it's True TV, TRU. You're broadcasting, I think, on KSAC, aren't you?
Correct. So the local broadcast will be on 105.5 FM. We start our pregame at 3 o'clock. And then, yeah, the TV, the national TV is True TV.
Okay. Let's go back to the win for the Big West Conference championship. And we're going to listen to the call at the end of the game.
Smith to inbound it. Throws over cross court for Martin. Pass deflected by Graham. And the buzzer sounds. It's over. The UC Davis Aggies have won. And they are going in to March Madness. The UC Davis Aggies, winners of the Big West Conference Tournament. They are dancing. UC Davis has done it. They have pulled off the upset here at the Honda Center. They have defeated the number one seed, UC Irvine.
Tell me how it is to hear that call again, Scott.
You know, it's as exciting as if I was there on Saturday night, Beth. It's still kind of a surreal situation, you know, because I've been a part of the team for so long. So to see them have this success, it's just so exciting.
I can hear the surprise in your voice there. You know, hindsight is everything, but you go back and you listen and you realize how much it was such a stunning upset.
Oh, absolutely. It's like they did it. Then I'm thinking in my mind, they really did it. You know, it's like, it was just so fabulous. And for this team, they've worked so hard, you know, and there's so many seniors on this team. Four of the starters are seniors. So to see them succeed so late in their career at Davis, you know, makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, I feel like you should say their names right now, because going into it with all of that attention and the fact that they have really moved this team. Do you want to mention those seniors?
Absolutely. And a couple of them are from the local area. So JT Adenrile is from Roseville out of Oakmont High School. He's been with the program 6 years. He went through two ACL tears in his knees.
Wow.
So he's actually been in the program 6 years. Darius Graham, our point guard, is from Sac High. Britton Lamar, our senior standout, is from San Diego. And then the other starter, Lawrence White, is a senior. He's from down south as well. But that's really the nucleus of the team, along with the junior standout, Chima Maneki, who I mentioned is from Australia.
And going into the finish of that game, I guess Britton Lamar had a conversation, a little bit of a conversation with the guard that was covering him. Did you see that printed or did you hear it?
Yeah, you know, I was sitting courtside. I could see them kind of talking to each other. Obviously, I couldn't hear what they were saying because I had the headsets on. But Luke Nelson, who was guarding Britton Lamar, he was the Big West Conference regular season player of the year. And a week before this game between Irvine, they had played each other before in the conference regular season championship. And Luke Nelson went for 29 points and had 7 3-pointers. And so Britton Lamar, who is our best player, you know, was really down after that. And so they got into a situation where Luke was guarding Britton late in the game, and Britton was like, "You're not stopping me this time." And Luke was like, "Show me what you got." It was like the ultimate mano-a-mano. And, you know, fortunately for the Aggies, Britton got the better of Luke this time.
All right. Well, let's get to reality here. Right now, we've got the North Carolina Central Eagles, and they've had a 25-8 season. So give me the matchup with the Aggies and the Eagles.
You know, it's pretty much a pick'em game. I mean, North Carolina Central is a really good team. They're the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference champion. They've got a standout player. His name's Patrick Cole, who is kind of the Britton Lamar of their team. He averages about 20 points. He can pass, he can shoot, he can defend. He's really good. So, I mean, the Aggies definitely have a chance to win this game tonight, you know, and it's a pick'em, I would say, between these two teams, who advances and moves on to Kansas. But the Aggies certainly have a very good chance of winning this game tonight.
You're listening to CBS Sports play-by-play announcer Scott Marsh. He's in Dayton, Ohio. We're talking a little bit about this afternoon's big game, the UC Davis Aggies versus the North Carolina Central Eagles. Are you nervous about calling this game? Is this one going to be different for you?
You know, I'm excited about this one. I was a lot more nervous about the Big West Conference Championship game because I knew it meant a chance to get to this point. Now we're here, and whatever happens, I think everybody's excited with. I know the team wants to win, but I think the fans and everything are excited to be here. But on Saturday night, I said this on the broadcast, at halftime, I had so many stats and things I wanted to use, but I felt like a broadcaster who was calling a perfect game with a pitcher in the seventh inning. Like, I didn't want to say anything to jinx it, so I didn't want to mention any stats like Britton Lamar's 95% from the line or the Aggies are in a winning position or anything that might come back and go, oh, my God, if I hadn't said that, maybe I wouldn't have jinxed the team and they would have won this game. So I was, like, really nervous about that broadcast. But tonight I think I'm just really anticipating this game and going to have a lot of fun with it.
And how big a crowd? You said a lot of fans and family members are there. Take a guess at the size.
Yeah, we've got several hundred UC Davis fans, and you know, including staff, and the bands come back, and the cheerleaders, and of course, parents and family, and all that stuff. So there'll be about 500 Aggie fans in attendance tonight, and then the arena in Dayton seats a little over 13,000, and it had sold out for the game tonight.
Wow. Considering what you just said a moment ago, I hesitate to say if the Aggies win today.
Yeah,
but,
yes, exactly.
But you got to talk about what's looming out there, because if they win and they're a number 16 seed, who do they face?
Yeah. They face a little team called Kansas, Beth. Yeah, a little team called the Jayhawks.
Only the number one seed. They would have to travel to Tulsa for a game on Friday. But hey, you know? That's
why they
a possibility.
Call it March Madness. Yeah, that's why they call it March Madness. And I'll throw a stat out to you.
Okay.
And this actually works in the Aggies' favor, I hope, is that, you know, should they win tonight, knock on wood, the number one seed in a tournament such as Kansas playing a 16th seed, there's been 128 all-time matchups between number ones and number 16s. And I'll let you guess the record, but it's not good for the 16th seed. In fact, it's 128-0 from the number one seed beating a 16th team in the tournament. It's never been done. So truly, if the Aggies win tonight, they get a chance to play Kansas on Friday. They have a chance to arguably come up with the biggest win in college basketball history.
Well, stats aside, do you know how many people from this area picking the games on their bracket would still pick UC Davis?
Boy, that's a good question. Now, you know, for fun, we like to sell out brackets. And, of course, you know, there's going to be one in my pool that says UC Davis going all the way. But I don't know if there's going to be a lot of those.
Okay, so just to mention that, Sacramento is hosting 6 March Madness games at the Golden One Center on Friday, on St. Patrick's Day. We have Creighton versus Rhode Island, Oregon versus Iona, UCLA versus Kent State, and then Cincinnati, who will play, I guess, either the winner of Kansas State and Wake Forest, correct?
And that game actually played last night.
Oh, it did.
State won. That was one of the games here in Dayton. There's actually four games here. Two played yesterday, okay. Two today. So Kansas State won that game. So, yeah, Cincinnati will match up against Kansas State.
Sacramento RT is going to host a free ride day, by the way, on Friday. If you have NCAA tournament tickets, you can use them, show them, and ride free downtown, which is really cool. And then the winners will advance to the second round of games, which is on Sunday. So what's the rest of the day for you, the couple hours until game time?
Yeah, well, the team's about ready to go over to the arena for a shoot-around. I'm going to head over there with them, and they're just going to kind of get loosened up, all that stuff. Then the team comes back, gets off their feet, and just gets all mentally ready to go for this one. For me, as you might imagine, the media requests and everything else have been pretty intense. So I've got some other phone interviews I'm going to be doing, some other social media stuff like that, just trying to get out the good word on everything going on. Hopefully get a little further game prep done, and then get back to the arena myself and get set up and ready for the broadcast.
I think Coach Jim Less owes you a thank you for picking up some of the slack there, picking up some of the load on his plate for all this attention.
You know, I haven't seen Coach Less without the phone at his ear the entire time I've been here. The attention that he has received has been unbelievable, Beth.
All right, Scott. Well, good luck to you. Good luck to the team. Thanks so much for carving out a little bit of this exciting day for us.
Thanks so much for having me on. Really appreciate it, Beth.
That is Scott Marsh. He'll be calling this afternoon's March Madness game. UC Davis Aggies in the tournament for the first time ever, facing the North Carolina Central Eagles. You can hear it on KSAC 105.5 FM. Game time is 3:40. And you can watch it on True TV on cable. And there's more information at capradio.org/insight. Go Aggies. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.